As the largest city in western Massachusetts readies for the arrival of legal marijuana retail stores, there's a move to help people who were harmed when selling pot was a crime. The Springfield City Council will consider adopting a social equity policy when it comes to deciding who will be permitted to legally sell marijuana to the general public. Councilor Justin Hurst, who chairs the Ad Hoc Committee on Marijuana Regulations, said the city should set as a target that half the marijuana retail stores in Springfield be owned and operated by blacks or Hispanics.
There's no question that blacks and Hispanics have unfortunately suffered overwhelmingly when marijuana was illegal, and our hope is that we can level the playing field in terms of possibly giving them priority status.
The proposal is based on a social equity program adopted by the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission. According to the commission, the policy is designed, quote, to create sustainable pathways to the adult use cannabis industry for people disproportionately harmed by marijuana prohibition. According to a cannabis industry trade group, 81% of the owners of marijuana businesses nationally are white. Blacks and Hispanics are statistically more likely to have been arrested for marijuana crimes. Under the state policy, City Councilor Tracy Whitfield said pot store owners could be required to employ people who live in neighborhoods where there were high arrest rates for marijuana-related crimes.
I think it's appropriate because it was inappropriate for these individuals to be targeted based on race and the color of their skin. And I think that they need a break now to turn their lives around, and so I think it's important that it's written in the agreement.
Before a marijuana business can open in Springfield, the owner must negotiate a host community agreement with the city administration that is subject to final approval by the city council. In addition to a 3% local tax on each sale, marijuana stores can also be required to pay impact fees. Hurst wants at least 50% of the revenue collected from all of the marijuana businesses in the city to be used to revitalize neighborhoods that were disproportionately harmed by marijuana arrests.
It might also be included in the host agreement, which is created through the mayor. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to get his buy-in as well.
The city council has approved regulations that will allow for up to 15 retail marijuana stores located in business and industrial zones. Additionally, the stores can only be on 58 streets, including many major commercial thoroughfares. Other restrictions include a 500-foot buffer zone with schools, a 50-foot setback from residences. Each store will need to obtain a special permit from the City Council that will include security and parking requirements. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.